adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
All right, we're live.
You're blowing
lanes. Trust me, this campaign gets fucking crazy soon.
Russian machine gunner?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
No.
Edit. Meow. Weird sounds. Edit.
Edit point. So let's just restart from here.
Yeah. All right, Lady Argentina needs help.
I go to the Dragon Island.
Guys, we're just gonna start again.
Do we ever go to that Dragon Island in this campaign?
No.
I mean, if you want to try,
all right,
we can
go.
Do a separate.
I jump on the giant crow and I fly him to the
Desna's
dragon.
Desna's favorite
island.
Hero. Desna's favorite cat.
Fuck everything up for the DM.
No, I fly the giant crow.
Actually, we should. And then the Avalids could grab you, mind control you, and you would just be a slave the rest of the
game.
Are we
starting a new episode already?
Yeah.
The rest of the game would be.
I thought we were still going from last
David's
week.
Adventures.
I mean, last right. week.
Picking cotton.
Just taking a break. But yeah, let's see.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, so go ahead and.
What happened last episode?
Yeah,
no, who cares?
The people that are listening.
It wasn't much. We just kind of planned what we were going to do, then we took off on sleds, and then
you guys had planned essentially, Hatch kind of gave you guys some tips on how to look Pale Guard Tower-ish. Kitty Cat, however, was going as a prisoner. Nadja explained the plan that was to stop halfway and then make the rest of the way at foot. Yes, everyone needs a roll initiative. I said you guys are going to attack the tower, try to kill the White Witch, and hopefully while you're there, close the portal to Heldrin, which was kind of what you guys were always asked to do in the first place.
Hey, I hope you find another Dark Rider and he gives us more ability points.
That was the Black Rider.
Black is dark.
Hey, look at that. Old terrible fonts.
Boom.
All right, let's see. I don't know who.
Bosco's mine.
Yeah, you can have Bosco. I'm going to tell you now, he's not going to be involved in initiative.
Okay, I don't think he's going to.
Last time.
Maybe you can convince him to. Maybe you can convince him. Come on, Bosco, roll for me. Come on. Give me some initiative, buddy. You can do it.
I tell him to run back to the end.
Okay, you go.
The end.
He's out of here.
He's a smart dog.
Okay, so who was behind Nadja?
Everybody. She was leading.
Yeah.
Okay. Directly.
I assume she was leading.
Yeah. She is leading. Just direct. And who wants to be behind Zerash?
I'll be behind Zerash.
That's not Zerash.
Okay. Alright, fine. Put your hand. Alright. Jiro, Willem, who cares? Anyone care?
I don't care.
I don't care. Okay. I'll be following for her. Okay, so
you guys are primed now. So
essentially, where we left off, you guys were being something was happening. You're being like Zerash felt like a tug at his backpack, and this huge crow suddenly revealed itself, flew ahead of you, turned back around, and essentially that's where. Fine, get your cool pick. I'll give it many years.
Crow Griffin.
With my ink stuff. Crow ink
diamonds. The Griffin.
Crow the Griffin is. It's got ahead of you. And that's where we're at right now.
So he's behind us?
Yeah, he's behind you now, but essentially he turned back around. It was it. So, not just sort of like, it is a Pale Tower minion. We should kill it. It reports our location. Obviously, this guy's not to work. And she's shouting this, and she skids to a stop.
Okay.
So, let me, get initiatives here. All the fun combat. Fun timey combat day. Stupid Paizo needs to make better books because it's falling apart.
I'll talk to him, my guy.
Thank you.
Dr. Paizo?
Yeah, the Wrath of the Rage books
name?
Were doing that too.
No. What's
that?
Paizo? Is that someone's last name?
I was, without going into too much detail, how was that campaign going? How was the books for that going?
It is an amazing story.
Really?
But our group fell apart. We're going to wait till probably after August. Nice. I'm forming a new group for it.
What campaign are you doing?
Reign of Winter.
The book after this.
Not Reign of Winter, Wrath of the Righteous.
I think you go Mythic in that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rune Lords?
You keep saying Wrath of the Rune Lords. They're back!
Hey! What's up, guys?
I play too much Pathfinder. I get mixed up.
No,
there's no such thing.
Well, maybe you do. Let's have an intervention in a Pathfinder setting.
Pathfinder.
Your character plays too much Pathfinder.
All right. Zeresh.
So your characters are playing a game in game.
13, Jiro.
17.
17, Willem.
13.
13. I'm assuming you have more higher decks than...
Wait. I don't have very high decks.
No. Oh, yeah, no, you rolled 17, sir.
You're higher.
14,
than
okay, so. Sneer.
Pope Zane.
That's a 1.
15. What are you doing?
Land. Bots.
Alright, I'll have written down some cards. No. Nope. Initiative, not anywhere else.
Are you drunk already?
Bite that thumb.
Do you want to be drunk already? There's no catapults, but they could appear. You might summon them.
Griffin summons catapults.
Trash comes out.
My thumb at you, sir.
Trash comes.
I'm not drinking beer right now. I'm slowing down. I was getting tired.
Hey,
so
you get as drunk as you
the
want.
The depressants are kicking in.
Don't worry. I'm not going
to
suddenly kill you.
We got catapults.
I'll just have someone else. I'll have someone else do your rolls.
Silence. 15. This silence brought to you
by
Little Beans Comic Con. QC Comic Con, 5th annual.
You. Two of us will be there.
It happened.
Four of us were there.
See that?
No, that one. I was still on Gen Con.
Uh-oh. No, I bet Weloise and I
was
in
game. If you want more than 1,200 prints of various TVs and movies, and I gotta tell you over and over again that he has them.
Well, then go to Malibu Planet, Comic-Con.
What if he listens to
it? You've got some more problems. It's an intervention.
I hate that.
Alright, top of the initiative to Jiro. What would you like to do? You've got a massive crow who just appeared.
What's the distance? Are we in deep snow?
You're in deep space.
I'm scared.
There's like a lot
of
deep
space. 9?
10. Maybe 11.
Assuming the bird's on in there, not.
It is in the air.
Are they ready for
how high up?
About 10 feet. Obviously, it'll need to come. You can assume it would have to come down lower to attack, but it's about 10 feet altogether.
Hovering. So, what's the movement in this? I can move normally with my magic blade.
Everyone, since everyone has snowshoes, you can move normally, yes. If you go too far off the dog trail, though, the snow does get deeper.
Are we still on the dogs?
You are still on the dogs, yes. I am not going to break out minis for the dogs and the sleds. Okay, let's do it. No,
I just jumped off the sled.
Everyone's jumping off the sled?
I didn't say I was jumping off the sled.
Oh,
I will move to there and do one of the most pointless things in the world.
Eat another? No, I'm just kidding.
Nope. I am dropping 4 gallons of water on the crow.
Awesome. I like that.
What kind of action is it to get out of manacles?
That's escape artist.
I think I have the key. What? They're mine.
Do you have the key to your own manacles?
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. How would you get out of it still?
Just put the key out of my pocket?
I'm assuming we...
Are you assuming they're in front of you?
Well, but manacles have... They're like what prison guards... Or like prisoners have, like on chain gangs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like they're not like this. They're more like I can...
Alright, you can tell me what they are.
I mean, they're +7 swords is what manacles are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and you can throw them and they come back to you. Nice. And you automatically hit.
Yeah, we can make up the long ones. I'll give you the key. That's fine. That's just not what I imagined.
That's what manacles
are. I just
are.
Feel like that's way too much movement for a prisoner.
Well, you weren't listening that one time
when
Eric
we went
and
to prison.
I had an argument about what manacles were.
I don't remember that.
It was like one of the very first episodes.
I still picture manacles and stuff like this. I don't picture mine.
I remember the cave and chasm argument.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't remember the manacles.
Oh, weird. All right. So.
Yeah, because we looked them up.
But are you afraid that you're... You didn't
okay, so
I mean,
basically,
the...
if you're going to take the key to unlock your manacles, it would be a standard action.
Okay.
You can move normally off of your...
Why did you lock yourself up?
Because I'm a prisoner.
He's a really good role player.
Yeah.
Really good.
You didn't have to lock the manacles. You just said to make it look like from far away that they were locked. No.
No, I said that, yeah, you guys wouldn't have to show the mirror until you're halfway to the trip. David, Snurbart is just a hardcore.
Well, you said
I don't want to fuck this up, guys.
No, because you said it added to the disguise.
It does, but you weren't supposed to do it right there. Like, you didn't have to restrict yourself that soon.
Oops. No, well, you never.
Miracles are not that wide.
Snurbart that one up.
Okay, no, but
well,
just for you, since you have the key,
it just
you determine that I will let you have the longer ones, and you can unlock yourself as your standard action.
Okay.
Or you can fight with your claws. I don't care.
And then, do I get a movement?
You do get a movement.
But I can't try animal affinity for the standard action?
I think it's too far for you.
Yeah.
Right. No, your standard action was unlocking you.
What do you do for animal affinity for a crow coming at you?
A large-ass crow.
Magical one.
Yeah. Definitely looks at David like lunch.
I'll stand there and have my...
Kind of like...
No, it's not necessarily...
Have his affinity ready.
It's not necessarily
my star knives out.
Do you like the...
Not
my
you
affinity.
With the swords.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I've
like.
Got one sword and one star knife.
Okay.
I've got my cold iron long sword in my main hand and my star knife.
And my manacle in my right.
Mm-hmm.
And a whip.
7 pounds of beef jerky over that.
You nicknamed it Depot. Alright,
Yeah,
see, I thought that that's pretty short.
Kind of
that's,
what I thought. Kind of
that's Pathfinder graphics, David.
That's still long enough to...
Yeah, I think you'd be good.
Reach in my pocket.
Don't, I don't want to hear anything with your tail, either.
I forgot about
my tail.
My tail. I have my other star knife in my tail.
It's not like a monkey tail.
I attacked 3 times.
You're not a Typhon.
That's you.
Not a what?
Maybe...
Typhlings can use their tails to retrieve stuff.
Oh. Could I be a half-cap, full-cap strip, so I can fly?
No. You would have told me that already.
I was holding.
And I would just give you. I would just give you half wings, where all you do is like fly around things.
I was holding back my backstory because.
Oh really?
He's surprised.
You didn't want me to say no.
He's gonna be like one of those players that holds back the backstory until
so,
like, something happens.
We should get back to Jiro. You wanted to dump. You dumped water on the crow, essentially.
Yep.
I didn't say something I'll say or anything.
No, it just
happens.
And it will freeze.
The spell just literally says you cause. Up to 2 gallons per level, so 4 gallons.
All right.
Water to appear.
Yeah. No, I like
all
it.
In an area.
Yeah, you guys just watch Jiro just like do like I don't know, just like a flick of the wrist. All of a sudden, the crow is just like showered with water that immediately turns to ice.
That sounds like a fly check to me.
Yeah, I like that. Let's do.
I'm thinking more if it just tries to keep going, it's gonna freeze before it gets there.
Well, oh no, it freezes instantly. It is frozen. It is incredibly cold up here. Yeah, let's see. I think the hover it was.
No, I remember this.
Well,
I'm
not knowledgeable of.
I think it was.
I know, I have to look it up again, but we were pretty familiar with it when we were playing before.
Somebody
David
killed
David Fly.
I did fly.
Okay, did fly. Well, if they have Fly, you can have them.
No, because I had to make a bunch of checks.
It's a check to stay
waterfall.
In place. It's not a big check,
there's
but when you're plummeting and you start falling and trying to hover, then it gets really high.
Yeah, there's a feat you can get that allow you to hover, so if you want to just hover and attack or hover and shoot.
I think that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You can do like a mini rule filler to hover. The hover DC fly is 15. This guy did not make it. So the bird plummets to the ground.
Yes!
Is it turned into ship? That's in
there. What's falling damage? D6
per
10 feet?
D6
per
10.
Okay, so he's up 10. So. 4 points of damage.
Very nice, Jiro. Very nice.
Very nice. I call that gravity. That's a spell he came up with.
Didn't mean to bring you down.
Oh my god. Just leave.
Not a new way to play. This is Sparta. Keep misbehaving, you're next.
I'm not flying.
No, I still squirt you like a squirt bottle.
Alright. The crow, having been robbed of its flight suddenly, takes he stands up off the ground. Like, you just see this, like, really sad, like,
I
feel like you don't.
Yeah, you're right, I don't. I'm full of rage.
God damn it! Try to take my pack.
Why can't you fly?
Son of a bitch's ass.
Take my stuff.
Your stuff's been through a horrible time lately. Some kids rummaged through it and stole that little knife. Some
damn
little fae went through it all and resorted it. Now Bird's trying to steal it.
Okay, and you guys, as you guys are witnessing it, you suddenly just see it, like sort of just like, boop, it just like disappears.
What?
Oh.
Yep.
Boo.
It's yeah, you don't see
it
anymore.
Combat?
It's gone. No, you're still in combat.
Gone pearl.
There's still stuff on the ground.
What do you mean, like icicles and stuff?
Like an outline of one of a crow?
You think that, I mean, you can probably tell that there's something there still, but you're not sure if it disappeared or if it's still standing in the exact same spot. But,
okay.
Well, you don't have to know. You may have to, you know, find out. You guys are creative. Okay, now we go to... No, Sneer.
Sneer.
Take out my manacles.
Sneer part.
So you took them off completely now. Or, I just imagine you unlocked one wrist.
That's fine. I don't care.
Whatever, well, because if you want to unlock the other one, that would be a standard action. I'm trying to help. I'm basically helping you out here.
So if I just unlock one, it's a switch
one,
action?
And then, no. You unlocked one earlier.
No, we didn't.
No, this is the first turn.
This is the first turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to go back because it wasn't my turn.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You had me convinced.
I just take him off, and then I move.
Okay. That's fine. Alright, now we go to...
Did he run into anything when we walk forward?
Nope, just snow. Zeresh, what would you like to do?
I'm going to...
Get really mad.
Delay my action.
Oh. You don't want to move? Right.
Now you target before I want to do what I
Willow?
Want to
do. Would you like to electrocute something?
I only got... I think I can get... How many spells do I get? I only get one.
Well, here, I'll delay my action until I see the crow again.
Okay.
I used my shocking grasp already today, right? And we didn't rest after.
Yeah, we did rest after that.
We did rest
after?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, while you guys were discussing what your plans were, I mean, we could do a... That's fine.
Okay. Then I did rest. And
so
I'm,
You're gonna go DBZ?
Yeah. I'm gonna...
Generate for 4 episodes?
Oh, I'm gonna get you! I'm
gonna
get you so good!
Oh. Stay that one spot!
I'm gonna shock and grasp up then.
And then we high five him.
And then I'm gonna move towards the.
I'm shaking my head to destroy a planet, but I can't kill a human. This is bullshit.
4, 5, 6.
So you are entering right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go
to. Can I try to attack or anything?
I already shot.
Well, just wave your arms around.
I'm waiting for it, dude.
Alright, then we go.
Actually, we should probably do this.
To Nadja. You guys watch her load. She loads up a
where boat, it was.
An arrow. And then she starts, like, sort of aiming down this direction. Alright, and with that, we are back at the top with. Jiro.
Mo.
Hmm?
I mean, do you want to do something?
No, he said he was delaying until he saw a target.
I will basically do a similar action, create water here, and watch how it falls.
Okay. Yeah, as you guys see this wall, you see it, like, it just, like, makes this, like, silly outline of just, like, a giant bird. And it freezes into place even more.
All right, I attack.
Yeah. All right.
Dog. I'm still on my sled. I want to ride the sled, charge full speed, and jump off of it and grab onto him.
I like it. It sounds cool.
So I guess this would be a theme.
Yeah.
I want to see a ride check for that sled move.
Well, the dog's pretty obedient. It's going to be a low, be really negligible.
Ooh, and I don't know.
13. Yeah,
it's you slip on the ice?
No, I probably.
Yeah, you see him, like, plant and slice to the snow.
Well, I guess that depends on what you want me to do first. Because I guess it would be an aerobic check to jump to wherever he's at.
I'm fine. I'll worry about that. Some of them, that's crazy movement. I liked how it looked, so.
Okay.
Yeah, you just, like, jump, you sort of, like, hit into him and just, like, kind of slide down. And you're just like, so there's more of a cold, like very cold kind of.
Did I do any damage to him when I ran into
him? You did not. He's got a protective layer of armor now. alright. Okay, then yeah, you see this like sudden, this like ice, like, you see like the ice, like just sort of turn direction suddenly, and all of a sudden like the crow appears beneath it, and you see it, like its beak pecks out at, Willem.
If I don't get blinded again.
Oh, God. Is this guy large?
He's large, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not going to hit. So, yeah. I don't know, but maybe do the ice or just the DM rolling. You're just, like, able to, like, just go, like, like, real slowly, just kind of move out of the way.
Animal affinity.
You're gonna do animal affinity?
Mm-hmm.
No. Right. Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to move up close to him, and so I'm going to be right next to him to try it.
Okay.
You going to attack him?
No, I'll save it until next turn.
Well, is he going to attack you? You walk through with an opportunity space.
Yeah.
I don't know, he didn't do it the last time, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, but
no,
you see what you want.
King for the most.
What, does it have a flat 10 foot reach?
Yeah, he's large, so he has a... The first, as soon as you like enter within 10 feet, you can...
Oh.
Well, not, it's the 5 feet moving towards him.
Wild Empathy is charisma and half my level.
Half my level. Just trying to think what a giant bird would do, and it's not going to hit regardless, so...
Well, in fact...
What a giant bird would do while...
Well, the big thing is the fact it's probably more of a magical creature, whether Wild Empathy would even work or not.
It's harder.
I'll just try it. Yeah, you have to get like above a 20.
Way above a 3?
6, with everything added in.
Alright. Now we go to Zeresh.
Wait, did it work?
Wait.
No.
No.
I think it actually angers him if I get less than a 10.
I don't think it's...
No, my turn's flipped up right after Giro's now, so I've already went.
So it should be my turn.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll punch that.
You have an awesome spirit.
I also just
he does love me.
He also has a +1 staff.
Yeah, shocking grasp on right now. Oh, you're using the punch.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got shocking grasps, so
yeah,
readied
so.
Up. So
I guess she's grab one on
your
weapon. That would provoke, but improved strike doesn't provoke. So.
No.
So punch, fuck that thing.
Yeah, punch him.
Yeah.
That's definitely gonna be a hit.
All right.
Yay! So then you get your spell off, and then it's just a punch.
Yeah.
Which is your sad D6. Actually, no, with improved, it's a D6 now, isn't it?
No, it's a...
Always a D4?
D4 plus
okay.
4. Or
bigger knuckles.
3 plus 4.
You need way bigger knuckles.
6 points of damage from the punch, and that's actual damage, since I haven't...
that's real-life damage.
That's real in damage. And then, let's just shut the rest of it.
I thought it was a D6. Plus,
D6 per wizard level.
So it would be... max damage is going to be 7. Possible.
Yes, 6. It says D6.
Alright, it's probably just a D6.
Yeah, it's just a D6.
That's definitely not the...
That's definitely not the dice you get to use.
Oh,
she's the white ones.
Oh,
there's the...
Oh,
that's true.
I'm
not
paying attention. I'm still
good. Nice. Checkmate.
This girl's good.
Yeah. He's got a clock extended out.
Nice amount of damage on
it.
It's good.
I feel embarrassed.
It sounded cool.
Razma's like, what the fuck are you doing here? How did you die again? Oh my god.
The crow was
Hey, Zeresh, you see how I punched that?
Yeah, good use of that weapon. That's really awesome.
How much did you spend on that I could have bought armor with?
Thanks
for bringing back.
It was a shocking blank
digging
thing.
I wasn't even going to use that weapon. I didn't realize that the spear was so much better than the Darkwood staff.
Well, at least you have a cool staff.
Pause.
Talk about his penis.
Pause. All right.
Break.
Bearing it up. We shouldn't try to get sponsors. We should sponsor.
Who should we sponsor?
Adult diapers.
We should sponsor a company?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Get our name out there, you know what I mean? I don't want people to come to us.
All right, so if you work for an adult diaper company...
And let's do tampons, too. Fuck it.
All right.
Well...
And on that note, does anyone want to buy
it
a snowball?
It depends on the company.
How about Kleenex? What's anything... any kind of body fluid that we can help
Listen,
clean up?
Yeah, anything winter themed. So snow plows.
For the tampon, we should have... Get a little Pathfinder inside.
What? Why is that
Why?
Even?
Are you overflowing with that? Do you need a cork or maybe a sponge?
Are you overflowing? Let us help you find the path to a cleaner menstrual cycle.
We're actually all women.
Buttercake.
If the podcast didn't know. All right, so we ended with a shocking turn of events. Jesus Christ! I need room.
Hold this side of the board down.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, it's pretty. It's like buffing up. Oh yeah, heavy foam. All right. Yeah, you guys just see a giant thumb loom into existence.
Thumbed
up! Yeah. Hello! Very good!
And on that note, Suicide.
That's a Dark Souls reference for you.
Thank you!
I should play that game someday.
You should, that's awesome. Maybe if you get on Steam, we can play with you.
Yep.
Cover me.
Oh, that's true. You can watch my brother Trent die in the worst ways. He never dies to the bosses. He always dies to falling into pits and lava and stuff.
I hate when I do that. It's so stupid.
It's embarrassing.
I like watching the ghost of people doing it.
Yeah, that's fun too. And that's always how they die too, is they always back off into stuff.
Well, especially like at the part where you're by the fire, like people must intentionally just jump off. There's way too many people.
I do that sometimes when I get invaded when I'm trying to log off. I'm like, sorry.
Alright, we ended that break with Willem electrocuting the bird with a cool punch attack. And I believe now we go up to
Raiden.
Nadja, who is not going to take her chance firing into the group. She's going to move forward a little bit and continue with her bow. Basically doing a immediate action clear shot.
Oh, okay.
Or a delayed action clear shot. She likes you guys. I don't know why.
Ah.
Yeah.
Anyway. She just wants her revenge.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, however she gets it, I guess it doesn't matter. It could be six cats, and she'd be like, all right, let's go.
I'm a cat.
You are, so.
Mm. I'm sure she just killed the cats.
That's true. They will. This is Vietnam. This is a snowy Vietnam. They eat cats here. Sorry, Vietnamese listeners, but it's true.
Who's turn? Sell you one.
Change the subject. Whose turn is it? I believe it's back to the top with Jiro.
More water!
Yeah, it's been good.
I'm thirsty.
Okay.
Bird is clearly parched.
Drop 4 more gallons of water on it.
Alright. Yeah, you just see the bird start to like really weigh down and almost just like lie down in the snow. Just like, and it's just kind of like crouched there.
Is he on the ground?
It is now on the ground.
Alright,
so
it's my turn. Hammer.
Is that a coup de grace? Is it helpless?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty helpless. It's gonna take a bit to get up, that's for sure.
I'm using my Warhammer, so that's...
Is it snow?
I think I might go with cold.
23, I'm in the cold, it's a giant, so it's 24.
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting. You're all over the mark.
Also, assume it's power check.
I always do, unless you tell me otherwise. Just makes it easier that way.
What did we say my power attack bonus was, Brian?
It's, what's your...
Plus 4 is my strength bonus.
It's, you're using two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
So from just your strength, 1.5. You're getting 6 bonus, and then you just get the plus 2 from your power attack
8.
Right now. Or no, it's 2.5, or it's 3 right now from power attack.
Okay.
Because that's 1.5 times.
Okay. So, 9?
Yep.
What? Be 13 altogether.
It's a pretty sizable hit. It does appear to be breathing still.
So I hate to break it to you, but this place is winding down.
Jesus. Alright,
me.
You. Actually, not you.
Yeah, it is.
It's a crow.
Oh.
Crow.
Try to stand up.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, no, I don't know if it's going to.
Surrender.
It's like you guys suddenly like just you're not sure what you're seeing, but it's just like,
if you let me live, I'll give you treasure.
You can talk?
No.
Oh, okay. I kill it.
And yeah, it's just gonna lay there.
Do you work for the
Yeah.
It's like,
do you work for the White Witch?
Not really sure what you're speaking.
Does it not? Oh, wait, are you joking or did it talk or what?
No, I don't.
Who do you work for?
I am myself.
You have treasure? What kind of treasure?
I love magic items. I've got a small collection.
Where?
At my nest.
Where's your nest?
Just kill me. I'm a bird.
He's a cat who eats birds.
Yeah. It's in a tree nearby here.
I put the manacles on him and say, lead me to the nest.
It's like, oh, hold on. What are you manacling exactly?
His back claws, and then I tie a rope to it, so I'm going to be like, hey, you guys help me hold on to this. He's going to lead us to treasure. What do you guys
Well, he can't move. He's covered in ice.
I think I want to kill it.
Let's get the treasure first.
I think I want to kill it.
You don't want to get the treasure?
Let's get the treasure.
I think it's lying. See, especially since Nadia already said it was a minion of the White Witch.
You tell us where the treasure is. I'll go get it. My friends here will watch you. And then when I bring it back...
I can't really tell you where it's at.
Well, then we're going to kill you.
I'm going to die anyway. Would you rather me... Unless I'm free from this ice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll go get the treasure and come back.
I can't really...
And if there's treasure, we'll let you go.
I kill it.
I can't really tell you where it's at.
It's not your turn.
Yeah, but I'm tired
of waiting
for it.
Pretty sure we dropped initiatives at this point.
You're attacking?
Yep.
Okay.
Trash smashes it.
24.
Okay, yeah. At this point, yeah, you smash its brains in. In last words were, I had magic oil!
I have magic oil, too.
Is that all it has, magic oil?
You'll never know.
Well, I search. I look around for...
you look around for a flying thing.
You're going to smell out its
white
path?
Hey, if you want to do that, everybody can go upstairs.
Bird was there.
I'm fine with that. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going
to go searching for the treasure.
There's like a 10-foot radius around the...
You... All right, well, give me a perception check.
2 sheet that has the highest.
Maybe this one.
I'm bringing in an alternate dimensions character. It's a ringer, I think we call
it. 13. 21.
21. You don't have to see anything that looks nest-like near here. Yeah, it didn't necessarily seem like it was too far away, but...
Well, we're gonna... Let's travel on.
Yeah, you kind of hear, like, not just she's like...
Let's go.
She's
yeah.
sort of like, stupid bird.
I searched the bird
It
body.
Should know better than to attack. This is the biggest crow I've ever seen. I hope she has no more of these.
I searched the body.
I don't think we have anything to worry about these crow-sickles.
Yeah, you don't...
Jiro, you mind covering this whole body up with ice so it looks just like, I don't know, snow or something?
Sure.
You don't find anything off the crow.
I take its plumage to make pillows.
Alright, we can take some time and hang out while David...
No. Because I'm just instantly done.
Defeathers the bird?
It.
I'm sure there's an actual word for that, but...
Yeah, defeather, I think it's pretty cool.
I like flock. I think you flock it.
The flocking bird.
Language adventure.
Flock, yeah.
On Pathfinder, right?
I'm just going to drop a bunch more gallons of water on it.
Just make it at the cool ramp for kids.
Oh, awesome. I ramp off of it.
At least on the bright side, if we get hungry later, we know there's frozen meat.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give that to you just because I want your... Thank you.
All right.
The puns up has been passed on. Alright, so yeah, Najee gets on the dogs, urges you guys to do so as well.
It was pretty cool when he went whipping by on the sled and jumping. If it wasn't for the fact it was nice, he would have had it.
Yeah, I kind of hope I'd grab on to him because I'm awesome.
We also redid and they flew away.
That would be funny too. I was thinking that. Just like, well, fuck this!
And I hung on. And then I went,
well, we could have had the treasure.
And then you could have had me attacked by a bunch of skeletons for 4 weeks. That'd be fun. That's a nerd poker. Yeah.
I don't endorse them. I'm still sure at the end of the day, Blaine can be a better DM than I am. Alright, anyway.
That's your opinion.
I'm sticking to it. Good night, everybody.
So that was it? That was the White Witch?
Yep.
All right.
You guys got her. She's dead. Yay. The snow disappears.
So what is this
flowers.
Dragon island you speak of?
Yeah, let's go to this dragon island. There's a really smart dragon.
Does she think he's pretty smart?
What's the island called?
Well, let's give me a check to see if you would remember what this thing's called.
It's a 19.
Plus your, let's do, we'll do wisdom. Like you're recalling a memory
or something. Oh, that was perception.
No. You're not perceiving the island from here.
I see the island.
It's over there. Can I do knowledge, nature?
Yeah. Sure.
17.
No, you can't. You don't know the name of this island.
17?
Yeah, it's just one of the random nature wall. The name of the island is actually spelled out in rocks and trees and twigs and dirt and stuff. But you just
can I do a nature roll? See if I can figure it out.
Yeah, you can.
Do
you
have knowledge of nature?
And you kind of think dragons might be under Arcana too.
Actually, the person that may have would probably have heard the most about the place would be Willem.
Jim
talks about in his dreams.
Six.
This place. This place that your character probably doesn't know about but has the highest odds of knowing about it would be your character from Absalom. But this island isn't near Absalom, but it's pretty well highly talked about.
I got a 16.
Okay.
What a knowledge.
That's
not enough. I'm actually just humor.
What should I...
Knowledge Arcana.
If you want to do Knowledge Arcana check. God, I barely remember what the fucking place is called.
I got a 11.
Ask Nadja if she knows.
No, Nadja's like
Chim Chim Land.
What is a dragon?
What a dragon is?
No, I know Yeti, Boar, Wolf. That's it.
We
just
killed
a crow. You don't even know
what
a crow
is.
What was? Well, that's the normal bird. What was the
reptile
praying thing we killed earlier?
Praying mantis.
Yes, yeah. That is new. I put that in database.
Well, there's an island
I
with a smart dragon.
Yeah, she takes out her laptop and just starts clicking and typing and stuff.
There's this dragon that started an island and he, like, breeds people to be smart.
I pull up my phone, take a selfie of me in front of the crow.
This very big crow bothered me.
Are we to the point with the mirror?
It probably eats dog before, and she pets her dog on the sled.
Probably eats really big birdseed too.
Really big cat too. Okay.
Anyway, I just picture like a giant bird bell in up forest.
Yeah. She hops back in the sled and suggests you guys do as well.
Moosh!
Come on, Bosco.
Moosh, puppies! Alright, assuming everyone hopped on their sled.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys take off again?
Crap, we forgot the cat.
Alright, everybody go upstairs.
I'm going to find that treasure.
Yeah.
Come back 2 years later.
I found it.
What was it? It was an oil of searching. I hope you find it.
Yeah.
It was a cursed item.
You turn into a dog.
Dog man.
Alright, you guys continue on.
Become lovers.
I try to make my armor look better, more guardy.
More guardy.
I put the mantles better.
Yeah. Strangely enough, Hatch didn't seem to make an appearance or come out during that fight. You don't know. You actually don't necessarily see him. You're assuming he's there, but you don't actually see him.
I think unless she's inside.
Probably where
she was. Things.
He's in a holster at her hip. She pulls them out when she needs them. Yeah.
Ask him if you ever saw the first season of Lost.
She's like, Dharma Initiative is borderline racist.
Yeah,
I do not like it.
Was he the inspiration for the hatch?
He does not have number or code name.
Oh, okay.
He did win lottery once.
What happened to that show? It really went downhill.
Well, everyone died, went to heaven, and
yeah, it was pretty lame, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did not like it.
Yeah, it was dumb.
You ever seen the second season of Firefly?
Polar Bear was cool, though.
I did. Loved it.
Polar Bear was very cool.
Yeah. You like polar... Oh, so you know another animal. Did you add that to the database?
I don't understand you, cats. Like,
you just... 5 minutes ago.
Sometimes I think humor not translates.
Can we see the tower yet?
You guys can see the tower. It still seems pretty far off.
I dig out Mir.
Yeah. Mir is out. I look pretty. So yeah, and then suddenly,
hi, pretty kitty.
Yeah, suddenly,
sorry, hairball.
You guys see, like Hatch kind of just like appear suddenly from the.
You okay? Slide. You take a drink.
That's what did it.
We take cough break. And you guys notice Hatch, well, actually, I guess it would only really be Zeresh's season, but you see Hatch sort of, like, tap on Nadia, and you hear, like, heal, like, no mush, whatever the fuck you say when a dog's there.
Niet
doggy.
Don't you just say whoa?
I don't know. If we could have a Russian dog sledder call into the show right now, that'd be great. David's number is 563.
I don't like that you named dog after me.
International code 1563.
Dog sled lingo is what I'm searching.
Okay. I like it. Let's do
we
it.
We have to be accurate.
Yeah, no,
we don't want to get letters.
I think we should do we should do an accuracy corner. Because there's four corners, we've got one down.
We should have
like
a correction department.
We do need five corners. Let's all right. Be different. Fuck squares. That's stupid. Okay, well anyway, Hatch, like, Zeresh knows his Hatch tap on her, and she's just like, heal, and everyone kind of like, the dogs all like in unison grind to a halt. And Nadia's like, Hatch, tell me we stop here. I hide doggies.
Oh, wait, shit. Gi is command for right turn. Haw is command for left turn. I haven't got there yet. There's a bunch of other weird
you
terms.
You could be making this up right now, and I totally believe you.
So that's why they say yee-haw.
Yee-haw!
Live right!
Yeah. Dizzy time!
Line out is the command to the lead dog.
Line out?
Yeah, is the command to the lead dog to pull the team out straight from the sled. Mush, hike, all right, or let's go are all the commands to start.
Let's go!
That's a clever one.
That's the anime.
Outside is the term for any place in the lower 48
any
states.
Any place outside the building.
Going outside, dog. You're mushing all the way to Cali. But it gets hard on the rocks.
It's icy.
Oh, here's a really good term. Siberian Husky.
Oh, that's a good one. It's
like a dog. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's not a fat kid in Siberia? Doesn't exist, Mies.
sound everybody's hearing while David's looking up stuff is
Dustin's digging in his pants.
Whoa, this is command. Yeah, so it is whoa.
Is that coming up?
Command used to halt the team.
I can tell that they're hearing this on the podcast.
It sure is.
All right.
So whenever I tell the dog to stop, I'll do it in like the Joey Lawrence. Whoa. Whoa. All
right. So yeah, you get the dogs trying to halt. Nadia's just like,
oh, there's a catapult.
Hatch says that this is where. Hatch says this is where we stop.
We're
roughly halfway.
Nor am I that drunk.
He just
sleepy.
Yeah, I don't know
so
why.
Comic-Con. Warm up.
Well, our Carcassonne. Sleepy farmers.
I'm sleepy.
So we're
over 1,200.
Not yet though. Not just like he does not want beer used yet. We're not close enough, but very soon. He suggests getting into costume.
Miracle's on. And then
suit up.
It's out of sex.
Is the sun out? Like, what are we reflecting? Is there a light that comes off the tower that we're reflecting, or?
You wouldn't be sure. Are you asking?
Yeah, let's catch.
Didn't they say something with, like, a magic?
Yeah, it says essentially it's a magic. It's just essentially magic that.
What's your answer for everything?
And he's just like, well, look at me. I mean, if I'm not magical, what am I?
Little.
Then I would just be stunted and a half-formed human.
Do that, too.
You feel bad.
You know, cats, your answer for everything.
I mean, I can tell you've killed your fair share of Fae.
Yeah, but you know what? You're one of the good ones, Hatch.
Yeah.
What's up with Fae? Why are there so many different types?
Why are there so many types of cats?
There's not.
Holy shit.
There are two.
Okay, there's like different colors, but
I just realized I didn't give those keys back.
Different breeds.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do we need to take a break?
I'm going to need to before 5.
Okay.
Because I'll have to head back to the cottage.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. We can take a break now, but I was going
to
say somewhere.
Yeah, this
episode's going to
be over like 15 minutes. You can run them.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Okay, so yeah, Hatch is like giving you like a brief reminder of like, okay, you guys need to slouch over, you need to look angry.
What do you want me to do?
Look dumb. And then he's like,
I'm gonna have to work on
sad
this.
Depressed.
He's like, you nailed it, cat. No work needed. Yeah, it looks sad. Also, he kind of sizes you up. Someone's gonna need to punch you a bit.
Okay,
you can do that, Hatch.
He's like, are you sure?
Yeah, with your spoon.
Oh, I don't have that with me.
Can I roll to punch myself?
He,
Fight club it.
He looks around, and he like, suddenly, he, like, puts his hands up to, like, a branch, and you see the branch kind of shake really hard, and suddenly it starts to crack and breaks off, and it just, like, kind of comes to him in his hand. And he just kind of walks up to you with, like, the bristles, and he just starts going, like, psh, 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 psh. Yeah.
Like, yeah!
He's, like, kind of smacking you in the face.
I start playing with it.
Not serious bleeding, but you are with the pine needles. You started getting cut up a little bit, and you know, obviously you feel some discomfort. And he's like, okay, he points at, you're a pretty tall Yeti guy. Go smear that around his face a little bit.
Yeah, I can do this.
He's like, well, you can, I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll punch myself in the face. I'll hold to hit myself.
You hit it.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I miss.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're aiming towards your
face.
Flat.
I'll punch myself in the face.
Okay.
Do I have to roll damage? I'll do something.
No, let's do like, we'll do like 3 points of damage taken off with the branch.
Subdual.
You're not subduing yourself. I mean, you can do it. I'm sure someone would love it if you contained yourself a little bit. Nobody's gonna.
Owie.
And he sizes you up and down. He's like, ugh, who has a hatchet? This tail. God.
I got a hatchet.
He's just like, I gotcha. Gotcha, cat.
Oh, I was hoping for a new whip.
And then he looks at Nadia and he's like, I think we're okay, Nadia. And she's like, are you a birth kitty?
Yeah,
it's look good. You disguise looks good. Maybe not enough blood, but otherwise it look good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know you're such a great Methodist actor.
Methodist?
He's the
something like that.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah.
You know my religion.
He's a religious Daniel Day-Lewis. Alright, so Nadia's like, okay, she's like good. Essentially she's calling, she's like, what was it again? Anyway, I'm just going to be like, come here, boy. Come here, boys. And, like, the dogs come running over to her.
Ask them?
Yeah. Well, no, I was doing the dog sled terms. But anyway.
Oh, to call them?
Yeah, they call them, like, seals.
Keep lying.
I don't know.
She hands out little treats to each one, and the dogs are, like, grabbing the sleds with them, so they're, like, running over to her while the sleds are attached to them.
Whee!
And, you guys are obviously all off at this point.
Oh.
She's like, casually, like, okay, in about 100 yards... You are going to, whoever has the mirror, you're going to flash it, point it in the air at an angle. You'll see it illuminate, and then within 2 to 3 minutes, you should see a second flash at the in front of the base of the tower. That'll let you know that they have recognized you and have essentially know that you're coming in. When you guys secure the ground floor, roughly. Nadia and I will come, and we will guard your backs. Essentially,
we're gonna go in, and then you guys are gonna come in.
Yes, they're not coming in until you guys secure the ground floor, because Hatch doesn't want Nadia in any danger. He already feels responsible enough. Well, he's like, I feel responsible enough for one of her family members, and I will not allow herself to get hurt.
Okay.
She hugs Hatch.
I hug him too.
That wasn't a group hug.
Yeah.
We're all a big family.
He's kind of like, I got a bubble, cat. You're first in right now.
I'll miss you guys.
Nadia comes up to each of you and clasps your hands. And is like, please.
She gives a boon.
Thank you so much. I do not flash you.
No, he said boo, not boo.
Oh, okay. Some words translate very well.
Remember, he crooked it.
She clasps your hands and says thank you. She prays for your safety and for your success, and she will be behind you shortly. So yeah, you guys march off, unless there's something else you'd like to do.
I'm taking the cat's weapons.
Taking the cat's weapons? Okay.
Can I hide the star knives on me?
Probably pretty easy, actually. Don't they have a bonus for hiding on those?
I don't think so.
Ryan's corner.
I don't hide weapons. We'll just look them up. I don't remember Star Knives having a bonus. I mean, you can try to hide them,
yeah,
but I don't remember them having a bonus.
But they are little.
I think it'd be just better for me to take them.
I mean, in all honesty, that would be the best. It would make more sense. Why would, you know, catch his wire around his claws?
Because
they're exotic. I know that.
Yeah.
I guess they're not what I thought they looked like.
Yeah, they're what, like, Yuffie was using for
kind of like brass knuckles with, like,
giant protruding daggers.
Ninja
stars with handles.
Yeah. Well, I just meant the brass knuckles, like, you put them around your
but they're big. I mean, they're...
Fine. Can I have a dagger at least?
Nope.
No, you're a prisoner.
Can I just have my longbow then?
No.
Don't you have retractable claws?
Yeah, but they don't count as weapons.
The guards aren't like the brightest in the world, but they understand how to take prisoners. They understand what goes along with that.
I mean, you always just...
If you were close to Hatch right now, he'd be like...
Prisoners with weapons is...
That's fine.
He's like, I could play this cat easier.
But give him back when I need him, please.
Okay.
If you just pretend to
be a
Yeti.
Yeah, you'll do a bluff check to see if she was telling the truth.
If you just pretend to be a Yeti, you get a catch the bluff.
That's true, too. You just
better look at my bluff.
That's, what do I have to bluff?
No, you're doing sense motive.
Oh, sense motive? It's the same thing that you're doing, right?
No.
Oh, wisdom, good. You better be. So 20.
21, yeah, you're getting them back.
Totally getting them back. Okay, so yeah, you guys are approaching the tower. Now give me some flavor text.
I love flavor text.
I know, we like listening to it.
Sharp winds whistle across the stark white plain, stinging the eyes along with the near-blinding rays of the reflected sun. A great eruption of frozen ice rises in the distance, an imposing pale tower, crowned with icicles spearing into the sky. Seemingly born of the land itself, an unbroken circular wall of ice guards the tower's base, with no means of entrance visible. High above, a large gash opens in the tower's bowl-like crown, ringed in icy spikes and split by a massive plane of ice, resembling an inverted crescent moon.
All right,
and you feel...
this is the place?
You feel like
I'm just a prisoner.
The narrator's voice sounds pretty badass.
You did. Where did that come from?
Like Bruce Willis or something.
I got
it. You guys feel like at this point, you feel like 100 yards have passed.
Okay.
You may want to.
I'll pull up the mirror and do the thing.
Okay.
Claws don't count as weapons.
They don't.
Not his race.
I just use.
Oh,
well, there's a like a alternate racial trait
that
you can take.
Okay. I feel like you would get at least maybe like a +1 to damage or something. I mean, I would.
I just use
that way. I just feel like it's.
I mean, if you want to fair. Do you want to say that?
If you
want to
punch some people, I may give you a slight bonus.
You want to say it's a +19?
Okay, yeah. You guys stop for a second. Everyone's probably anticipating, hoping this works off. Like, if 30 seconds go by, nothing.
Is it 1 or 2 minutes? So
40 seconds go by, nothing. Maybe you're like. Oh.
Can I take my spike out, glass out, and look?
Oh, prisoner.
Who took that from him?
He just said weapons.
I just took his weapons.
Okay, alright.
I'm still curious shit.
I guess if somebody wants to give him his spyglass so he can...
We should do that.
Because they're going to be in your pack.
Or would somebody else rather use this and look? Be careful, it's expensive.
It's a Galileo!
I'll grab it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my mage hand to hold it up to my...
So
it looks like it could drop at any second.
Yeah. You just see like this barely visible, like incorporeal hand come up. And he's just like,
he's like really, really shaky with it.
Did you see anything?
I guess you want to be like, oh my god, there's a hot cat lady up there.
I'm only attracted.
But But yeah, a couple minutes go past, and suddenly, Willem, you're able to tell that you see some movement up there. You're not quite sure, but then, like, obviously brighter for you than everybody else, you see the light flash at the outer wall.
Okay.
And, yeah, from what Hatch told you, you guys have the signal to approach.
Guys, right. Being a prisoner sucks.
All I get is basic cable. All
right,
but
so...
two times a day.
What? How...
They have free air conditioning.
Nadia was talking. It sounds like as soon as we get in there, they're going to start attacking us. So I would suggest giving...
Who speaks?
Snarf here his weapons.
Don't F in my name.
Well,
who's
it
that?
Is when I say it.
What is that?
I didn't do it.
Are we on fire?
There's a fire!
No, that's the dehumidifier.
Oh.
Well, it's, yes, there's the outer wall with the guards.
Siren.
And it's past that point, and then like almost quite a few yards after that is the tower itself.
Okay.
So at that point, essentially, there's
you
like
can give them to me when we get
space.
In.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just,
getting through the outer wall is what
one
she
other,
meant mostly.
You two speak Skull.
Yes.
You are the only two that talk. You shut up.
A-okay, Captain Cat.
When did you get ungagged to talk?
No.
Also, did you ever reveal that he speaks Skull to you?
I don't think he did.
No.
All right, you speak Skull. You're the only one that talks.
There we go. Retcon Corner.
I know he speaks Skull. So
yeah.
Mr.
Rush does. You guys high-five to him.
language.
I like
How are you doing on time?
I don't think you're quite swollen enough.
I know, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I got the hand signal from our producer. We're getting pretty close.
I'm only just speaking catfolk now, because they're mean.
Is that really what your language is called? Just catfolk?
Mm-hmm.
Meow, 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 meow.
It's like a Meow Mix commercial.
Yeah.
Different tones.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. That's the question. Meow, meow. That's the serious.
Wait, so we're actually approaching the tower?
You're approaching the tower, but you're approaching first the outer gate.
Okay.
So, time passes. Nothing seems to happen.
When I have my sword unclasped in its sleeve.
Unclasped, but you're not bringing it out? Okay.
No, just think I'm a bad guard.
Badass.
Yep.
Is that the weapon they had?
Maybe. Yep, the cold iron long
sword. They mostly all have full online swords.
Which
yeah,
is
I'll bet
there's
too.
Some more implications, I think. Some shit. I mean, it's kind of strange that they would have stuff that would kill Faye.
I don't put two and two together.
Jiro's pat down his chainmail.
Nice.
Alright.
More flavor text.
Yum, yum.
The trampled path of snow. Heavily tracked by footprints and sled trails, ends abruptly at an opaque wall of ice. Carvings and ancient glyphs depict only the semblance of a gateway on its surface. As you guys approach, you guys can tell that roughly the outer wall of the tower is like 25 feet high. Looks like a sheer wall of ice. You guys notice that there are three guards on top of this tower. The outer wall above the what appears, from what you can tell, appears to be the entrance. Basically, you guys,
can't
they
water.
As you guys get closer, the guards are like. One of the guards speaks up. He's like, in Skald. He's like, "Where are you coming from?"
Well, we're come from Willsby. We have information from a Black Rider, and this cat has actually had been in contact with him recently.
Okay.
Secret. Not so secret rolling.
DM roll.
To see how they can't tell. Yeah, you're hitting on them hardcore. They can't tell. Do some rolling to see how well they believe you. Also, we already did the...
How many guards did you say there were?
Three. We already did the disguise checks.
Yes, my wonderful disguise check. Hopefully it turned out better the second time, right? Probably didn't help but put the one with the dim head on.
I'm a prisoner!
Well, it just looks like you've been in a couple fights, you know. Oh. Okay, yeah, you see the guy in the center who is talking kind of look at each other, and you can tell them, you can tell that they're talking, and they're kind of shaking their heads. And before you, you see just this, like, the wall of ice just kind of, like, just suddenly melt. Like, just like, shh, like this thing of steam comes off of it and melts so quickly. And some icicles still hang overhead, but, yeah, the entrance is clear. And he's just sort of like, proceed.
Careful of the icicles, I don't trust those.
And you guys march through?
Yep.
Not sure. Doesn't seem to happen. To get on the start.
You're about maybe 300, 400 feet off of the tower entrance. You can, the courtyard appears to be ahead.
Mm-hmm.
How are we on time?
Stop worrying about time. What do you have to be?
I always have to worry on time.
What do you have to be?
It's more like where Lance has to be.
What do you have to be, bud?
What? Why are you breaking this? Let's wait until the next break, and I'll tell you. Figure things out.
Should we just do it now? Yeah, I mean, you guys had it's a really good stop.
Yeah, let's just
stop.
Have
you seen the Wizard of Oz?
It's been a very long time, but yeah.
Because they sneak into that tower, and one of them is a cat.
Then one of them is a lion, yeah.
It was a type of cat.
I mean...
There's a Tin Man, or a Zarash. And the Scarecrow, a.k.a.
Would Zarash be the Tin Man?
Jiro.
I would say...
And Dorothy, a.k.a.
Hold on.
You don't have courage?
And there's Flying Monkeys, a.k.a. Chim Chim.
So you
hold on,
courage,
if anything, Jiro and Dorothy, and we all know Willem is the perfect Scarecrow. He's like...
So Jiro's Dorothy?
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to be here.
He wants to be in Kansas?
Yeah. He's like, no, Blaze, like, oh, why am I with these guys?
He actually does have
there's only
red
one
ice
one.
Shoes on, snowshoes.
Now that's a horse of a different color. All right, that's it.
Why didn't we trade the gun scene for the cat?
Oh,
why?
Okay. So, do you...
Hold on.
Like,
Huh?
All
right, bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.